Is your workday feeling a little long? That's maybe because you missed Jane Lindley Thomas.
So I received a voice note. This is common practice. Zama Baby and I throw voice notes to and from each other regarding show content and guests that are coming up and interviews that need to be booked and done. So this morning when I clicked on a voice note from her, I was just like, whoa, I did not expect that. Where did that come from? Yeah, take a listen to this.
I just saw like an overtly obese person going through the drive-thru. Just a question. Should takeouts, junk food takeouts, say no to serving clearly obese, overweight people? Because aren't they killing them?
I say, whoa, judgy McJudgel stands. slightly judgy. So we asked the question, do you think fast food outlets should be serving obese people fast food? I mean, can you imagine the scene? Excuse me, you're a little bit too big to be given this burger. Oh, hells to the nose. Can you imagine the scandal? Listen, let's be quite upfront about this. It's no one else's responsibility other than yours, right? I mean, it's so nice to think or imagine a world where everyone is so really, really concerned about the well-being of everybody that's around them. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Hey? So the barman would say to the guy, hey, you've had a drink. You're not going to order a double rum and coke because you're driving. Huh? Or the tobacconist is going to say, please just get out. You should not be smoking because we know what happens with smoking. Move along. Or the casino person's going to go up to the lady and say, listen, you've been here for 2 hours. I think you should go home now. Which would be wonderful. I want to live in that world. Oh, man. Kindness and love and compassion. Yes, yes, and yes. However, ridiculous questions, Zama. Ridiculous. You're going to get tuned properly. Should fast food restaurants deny serving obese people, or is this an absurd question? Taking your thoughts. 061-792-9495.
How's it, Jane? Yeah, regarding the subject, if the people are going, obese people are going to restaurants and eating out and spending their money there, they must carry on serving. Business is business, eh, at the end of the day. It's not healthy, but what can we do? We're living in a fast time and era. The world is going at a crazy rate at this point of time. Eh? Anyways, Lucky Jane, is James and Jay from Panton.
They should not serve junk food to obese people. It's so, like, disrespectful.
Hi, Jane. It's Shane speaking. Yeah, it's a difficult topic. You can't say no, to serve them food. I weigh 140 kgs. Yeah, I'm obese, but I'm still active, still play cricket. But yeah, I'm obese. It's difficult. It's like a drug, I'll say, food. I'm telling a smoker, I'm not going to sell you cigarettes because it's not good for you. It's the same as telling an obese person, I'm not going to serve you. So, yeah, it's a difficult question. I would say eating is a drug just like smoking and maybe drinking, alcoholic. I would say it's the same thing. So, yeah, it's a very sensitive topic. Everyone's going to have different opinions. Enjoy your afternoon, guys. Bye-bye.
Hi, Jane. Firstly, love your show. Me being a restaurant owner, I don't really sell junk food. Well, I do serve pizzas, but I do also serve home-cooked meals. But for me not to serve any kind of food, junk food to an overweight person, I can might as well just close my doors because that person will take me to court and sue me for discrimination. So, yeah, unfortunately, it's just one of those things. It's all about self-control.
Shorten your workday. Listen to Jane Lindley Thomas on East Coast Radio. Weekday afternoons from 12 to 3 p.m.